Blog Talk Radio.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
Hello, hello to all you beautiful earth angels, wherever and whenever you might be listening to this show across the entire globe. Today is Monday, January 16th, 2022, and I'm your host, Shishi O'Donnell, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I am a life, love, and relationship coach. I'm a divine lifestyle consultant and a certified angel therapy practitioner, and you're now listening to International Angels Network. We are a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics, and we are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 563-999-3542. That is 563-999-3542. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we are live on air. Make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you would like a free mini reading on the second half of the show, and then you'll be in the queue. So, happy 2022. It's been some really powerful ascension energies coming in, upgrading all of us, taking us on this wave to transcend the drama, trauma, fear, stress, doubt, worry of the human experience, and to rise in vibrational frequency in high-level faith and trusting. And I have a guest here today with us who really embodies what does it mean to follow spirit and to basically throw caution to the wind and really go for it with your divine life purpose, trusting that you will be supported as you really do what you're here to do. And her name is Valerie Plotnikova, and she has 27 years of business development experience within the beauty industry. So she's had many years of real grown-up job work. And she's worked both in luxury retail and corporate spaces, as well as with e-commerce, laboratories, contract manufacturers, and luxury spas. And she also has 15 years of wellness experience, extensively studying many healing modalities centered on breath work, energy, light, sound, frequencies. And she merges all these worlds to help businesses learn how to maximize profitability while supporting a positive company culture focused on employee and client wellness. So welcome to the show, Valerie. It's so great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Shishi. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here today.
So you recently started and launched your new business called Shambhala Wellness. What was it that inspired you to leave your corporate background and launch your own healing business?
Yes. So I've always been in business development for most of my career. And 15 years ago, I kind of started on my own spiritual journey, just building that wellness tool belt. And I always knew that there was going to be one day I was going to merge the two together. I just didn't know how. It was just an intuitive thing. And ironically, what happened in 2021 is I was at a wellness event for work, and I got in a little bit of an accident. It happened to be on a day called Self-Care Sunday, and I ended up getting a concussion. And with that, you know, I slowed down, and I was kind of losing my words. I was going through a lot on my own. But my work schedule never slowed down. I still did 8 events in 3 months. I was traveling like crazy. And it was just really hard to heal myself. And I just kept on putting work before me. And I think that that happens a lot, especially in the industry that I'm in, which, you know, really does focus on wellness. I think sometimes we put in these really long hours. And as I shared my story with people, I just realized that there's just so many out there that really work so much thinking that they're going to either lose their jobs or not do a good job and be in trouble. And, you know, you really start putting this corporate mentality of work, work, work first rather than yourself. And here I am preaching, you know, you have to put on the oxygen mask on yourself first. And I wasn't really living that life. And so in 2022, I just knew that there had to be a different way. And I just kind of started thinking about how I can merge my 27 years of business development and my 15 years of wellness and really combine that to help other people that were either in a similar situation or just want to put themselves first.
I love that. And our topic today is workplace wellness. And I think, you know, the last time I had a real job in that way, and I was definitely in that workaholic style of 60 to 70 hours a week, and my health, I was 20, you know, in my 20s, and my, you know, just from working at a desk all the time and hunched over and my, you know, moving papers and typing, my shoulders, my back hurt. I had to get frequent massages, but I was pushing myself to the end, you know, chasing that carrot of, oh, once I get senior account executive, you know, and I was paying for an assistant out of my pocket, and I was just like the rat race and everything, you know, and it didn't matter how much money I made. It was always another carrot there. Like, if you get this much thousands of dollars, you'll get this new level of, you know, percentage of pay. And anyway, I just remember the misery that, but it was also like a drug. I mean, it's like our culture, even the United States compared to Europe, has such an insane workaholic, just basically like chews up people and spits them out mentality of just how can we use everyone's life force energy for our own ends. If you're like a corporation, not all of them, there's some healthy good ones, which I know you're wanting to work with those ones, but how can we shift this to where the people are important and they're having their health first and their needs met while they produce results, you know, and do great work, but more of a balance. And I think people are waking up and realizing I'm not a slave. Like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. We're in this free country supposedly, and people are just working themselves to death. So that's where you come in. So what is it that you would offer for, say, a corporation who is one of those more highly evolved corporations that's open to actually caring about the employees and their health?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big paradigm shift right now, and people do matter. Teams do matter. You know, without your teams, you can't actually get the job done. So really recognizing each person individually, and then also as a team overall, that's actually going to really help with productivity. That's going to help people be happier. That's going to, you know, really help with the production of the type of work that they have. And I think, you know, especially after 2020 and this shift that everybody has gone through, that there are people that are recognizing this. The word wellness has really changed within our world. And so, you know, I do offer two different spectrums of, you know, work. There is business development and strategies. And then there's also, I work with sound vibration, I work with breath, and I work with meditation. And, you know, they sound like two different things, but, you know, bringing workplace wellness into that business and the culture can mean different things to, you know, depending on where the manager or director or owner is at in their place. So for instance, you know, on the business strategy side, how can we empower our employees and bring in tools that they need to really help empower them to do this job? And for 27 years, I've never had that. I've been hired for these companies, and they're like, okay, now do your job, and we want you to be productive, and we want you to be successful, but we're not going to give you any tools. You go figure it out. And so that's
right.
Like, you know, that's the trend where I keep on seeing. I'm like, okay, you're spending $10,000 on this event or all this, you know, income on this event, but you're not going to really teach me how to be, you know, successful. So that's one aspect of the business. All of it is mindfulness. All of it is, you know, really teaching and valuing your employees with their worth by either giving them back, you know, by teaching them the tools, or bringing in someone like me to share, you know, let's do a sound event. Let's give back, because we are seeing in corporate wellness, we're starting to see people coming in to do yoga, to do sound baths, to, you know, give back this hour to the employees at the end of the day or in the middle of the day, to give them a break and to say, you know what, I see you, I honor you. And, you know, with sound baths or meditation or breath work, that's a really good way of doing it. For example, I just did a 2-day corporate wellness for a really beautiful luxury hotel, and it was down south in San Diego, and half of them didn't speak English. We saw a lot of cooks and housekeepers and some really beautiful people, but they didn't understand what sound was or what breath work was. And even with our, you know, lack of communication, we were able to communicate through vibration and sound. And even though I was doing just like 15-minute increments at the end, people were like hugging me and crying. And I was getting a translator and they're like, what is this? How can I teach this to my families? Teaching them breath work. And it was just like 3-minute breath work. And they went to their families. Some of them came back the next day and they're like, I want to learn another 3-minute breath work because I want to teach them, you know, that one as well. So we have one for the morning when we wake up and we have one for the evening at night. And that just felt so good and so empowering because it's like you taught someone how to take control of their stress and their anxiety. And, you know, that's why I do it. It's just to really see people and give them the tools that they need to be successful in life, whether it's in business or their personal lives.
Yes, and I'm thinking about studies. I don't know if the data is out there, but I would assume that, you know, there are some studies that show taking an hour out of the day for yoga or sound healing or meditation will make you so much more effective and more productive at work. You know, so maybe that will help some of these other corporations get a clue and start adding in options for their employees. Like, you know,
yeah,
Google and Apple, they have things like that. You know, I don't know how highly evolved they are, but they definitely have budgets for their employees to relax. They have done studies about that. We should probably find out about what are the studies so that you can, or do you already know about any of those studies?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a lot of data out there and studies out there to know that you are going to actually be more productive in some cases, especially when you're sitting around, not so much in the service industry, but if you're sitting around in a computer and you have an 8-hour day, they show that you will be more productive in 5-6 hours if you actually maintain breaks and have healthy breaks. So because what happens is when you're behind the computer, you're sitting and you're there for 8 hours, the mind shuts off. And so when you do take those breaks, you can have more mental clarity, you can have more focus, you can have more energy. So really having like 4 hours of being super productive can actually be much better for, you know, work production versus an 8-hour day. And, you know, I don't know the studies exactly on that particular thing, but I have seen that the productivity level does go really high up. And then the focus and the mental clarity is much, much better.
I'm 100% sure it is. And even just the idea of breath work, we all breathe, but so few people are aware of how you breathe consciously and how to actually breathe deeply. And it does clear everything. Mm-hmm. It clears the mind. It does get you so much more energized, you know. So my prayer, I mean, I would love to tie in something with Dr. Martin Luther King Day is today. I did wake up and just, you know, watch the I Have a Dream speech, which always moves me to tears. It's mm-hmm. so powerful. And we have come so far with racial inequality, but his main speech was not just about racial inequality, but it, and of course we have a long way to go. It's not perfect, but we have come leaps and bounds since Dr. Martin Luther King gave that speech. But what he says at the end is, let freedom ring, let freedom ring, let freedom ring. Mm-hmm. And I feel such passion for freedom in general as someone who has been liberated from, as I call it, the matrix, and lives my purpose full time and trust that I'm going to be supported. And my prayer is for all people to feel free in their lives. Even, you know, the people who have full-time jobs, many of them are just mm-hmm. going through the motions. They feel that, you know, they don't have a choice. They really have to do it and they hate it. And they don't feel free in the supposedly free country. Many people are, you know, beholden to their mortgage, their car payment, their everything, their rent. You know, we're not really free in some ways because there's this incredible stress over many people. And I would love to see more of a, you know, people first culture where versus productivity and profits first. And I think what you do really speaks to that. And because there are jobs you would love to do if you had the freedom to do these beautiful, healthy wellness practices, you'd be so much more happy on the job. The idea of 4 hours a day versus 8 hours a day, or even 6 hours a day versus eight, four days a week instead of 5 days a week. I mean, there's so many creative things, but I love all the things you do. So let's talk about your company name. I love the name Shambhala Wellness. How did that come to you?
Yeah, so that's actually a very interesting story. In 2021, towards the summer and fall, I was just going into deep meditations and really having a lot of active dreaming during that time. And one morning, I had this really beautiful word being whispered to me. And it just kind of was like this ethereal bell just over and over saying, Shambhala, Shambhala. And I remember waking up with this big smile on my face. And I'm like, ooh, that's giving me goosebumps. What is this beautiful word? And as I was coming conscious, I was like, wait, this word, this is not just a dream anymore. This is like now in my mind. And I was like, that is such a beautiful word. So naturally, I got up and I looked it up and, you know, tried different spellings of it. And no matter how I spelled it, it was kind of the same interesting story. It actually is a word that has meaning. And the folklore and the story goes that it is a magical kingdom that is between Himalayan mountains and Tibet. And when you get to a certain type of state of consciousness, you will enter the kingdom of Shambhala. And so whether that's a metaphor or, you know, in real life, we don't, you know, the universe is full of mysteries, so maybe one day we'll physically see it. But for me, what Shambhala really is it just lives within all of us. Shambhala is, you know, the consciousness and the happiness that we can attain within ourselves. And so when we reach that, we can reach a certain state of mind of happiness in Shambhala. And so there's other words for it. There's heaven on earth, which we hear most of the time, and also Shangri-La. Those all are within the same categories of Shambhala. Little did I know within a year I would have a company name. Little did I know that I was going to be leaving my corporate job and starting a company. So it all kind of just came together and I thought, what a better name than that? And it means unity, community, peace, and tranquility. And that's like what we're looking for. We're, you know, as you were saying, the freedom, the sovereignty, and really coming together in unity and community and having the peace and tranquility within us.
Yes, I so love the name Shambhala Wellness. It's really beautiful. And I remember reading in Celestine Prophecy about that, you know, in 1997, James Redfield, he wrote a book, and they talked about the Shambhala being this heaven on earth, higher state of consciousness that's reached, you know. And so it's so cool that you had that word whispered in your ear before you even knew what that was.
And I've never heard it, you know, I've never heard it before. Maybe subconsciously I have, but that was the first time that I was conscious to it.
I'm sure. No, I'm positive your guides or your angels were saying, start this company, Valerie. So let's talk about the sound frequency and the, you know, vibrational frequency healing that is all the rage now. Crystal bowls. I mean, especially in LA, people are really hip to the fact that sound healing and sound baths are very powerful in restoring equilibrium and balance and healing. What do you know about sound healing, or how did you start getting into sound healing?
Yeah, the two different questions. But, you know, how I got into it is a little bit different. But and to answer the first part of your question, sound is really, there's just so many facets to it. It's like a diamond, and there's just so many benefits to it. You know, first of all, we've seen ancient cultures throughout history work with sound. I mean, it's been incredible. You know, we have so many ancient tools that were given to us, and all these cultures have practiced, you know, different sounds that are harmonic to the frequencies of Earth. And, you know, it has become a little bit more modernized, but it is ancient technology. You know, we have crystal bowls, which is great, but it's now used with, you know, different type of like metal bowls and gongs and kind of infused and used together. And sound is just healing on many different levels. So if you were to look at nature, nature is in perfect harmony at a really perfect frequency of 432. And so, you know, that's where we're supposed to be, in a nice tuned in version with the earth, with the frequency. And what happens with, you know, with life is these jobs that we have and, you know, pollution and stress and anxiety and fear and all of this. And it really puts us out of alignment. It puts us in disharmony. And when we have disharmony, we have disease. And we have this anxiety and the stress, and it just surrounds all of us. And how do we get back into alignment? You know, we have the tools available, like we were talking about earlier. Even 3 minutes of breath work can really help put you back into alignment. Putting your hands on your heart for 3 seconds helps calm your nervous system and tells your body you're safe. You can take off your shoes and earth and go into the sand and go into the earth. You know, meditation and sound is actually proven to be one of those really beautiful ways of getting your body into tune, into alignment. We're all frequency, we're all vibration. And one of my favorite things too about sound is really getting into a deeper brain state. And we have, you know, our different brain waves, and we talk about going to theta and alpha a lot during sound. And that really is what like hypnotherapists use, is to get you to that deeper brain state to get into your subconscious mind. So here you are, you're tuning your body, you're de-stressing, you're getting your cortisol levels down, you're balancing your brain hemispheres, you're helping your nervous system, and then that will align into, you know, the actual nature and then help you more focus and helps with blood pressure and just all sorts of benefits. And then on an electromagnetic field, you know, with like your aura, it can really expand that magnetic field. So it's helping you down to a cellular level and then to the outside of your body. So there's many different facets to why sound therapy and sound healing is so good. And we hear different words for it, and it's all really the same thing. There's the sound healing, sound therapy, sound bath, sound experience, sound journey, sound massage. Those are all kind of using, you know, your same modalities and these beautiful harmonic instruments and tools.
Beautiful answer, yes. So now I'll ask the part two of the question. How did you start getting into sound healing?
Yeah, so I started studying Kundalini about 15 years ago. That's how I started my spiritual journey. I got a little accident in Thailand. Yes, it takes these accidents sometimes to put us into alignment, right? I didn't think about that. And so I started my journey 15 years ago with Kundalini yoga. And at the end of every session, they play the gong. And also we sing mantras to really harmonize the community. And I knew music was going to be such a big part of my life in the future. I just didn't know how. When I was 35, I actually did my very first trip by myself, like a spiritual quest. And there was a beautiful, beautiful woman who did my very first sound healing. She had multiple bowls around me, and then she put bowls on me. And as she played, in my mind's eye, I can see the different vortexes created in the room, and I can see the sound within myself. And I just thought that was so transformative and so powerful. And fast forward a couple years later, I took my best friend to experience her. She lives on the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii. And she experienced the same thing, and she thought it was life-changing. And she basically came home with the whole entire crystal bowl set. And so it was really through my best friend of starting sound experiences throughout LA, and I just started helping her. And it just kind of adding, again, to my wellness tool belt of learning everything that I could, doing full moon and new moon and, you know, up in Malibu Canyon and doing wisdom events and disclosure events. And I basically was just doing it for fun to give back. And I started doing a lot of privates in my house, just giving back. I wasn't charging for it because I had this career. And this was like literally my way of volunteering and just learning. And like I mentioned earlier, I knew that one day that the two were going to merge. So I just wanted to learn everything there was about sound healing.
Yes. And I've had the pleasure of being at your sound group sound bath, as well as having a private sound bath. I have to say, I've never had a more beautiful sound bath, private sound bath experience in my life. You are very talented, and you have
special.
So many.
You got an extra.
I got a super special one. But the things that you're using, this, you know, there's like a triangle of crystal, like a pyramid, and all these, you know, not, you've got this full sound bowl system, and then you have other kinds of instruments too. It was so ethereal, and there were times when I was 100% sure I was laying on the couch and I thought you were right over me because I could feel so much energy. It was like, and then you were across the room and I was just like, whoa. It was purely mystical. And I remember just tears streaming down my face because I felt so loved. I really felt the love coming from this, and I felt fully harmonically aligned after that. And I told a lot of people about who you are, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, because you profoundly healed me and helped me. And I do believe fully in the power of vibrational sound therapy, or, you know, and all the things that you're doing. So you are great with business development. So you basically could go into any company and help them come up with strategies to help their employees have more wellness. And and then would you yourself be doing leading a workshop, or you'd be offering a sound bath, or offering, what are some ways that you would work with a certain company to help them come up with a strategy, and then what do you provide?
Yeah, so again, it's twofold. Like I have merged the two businesses together. So whether it's somebody that wants like business development strategies, it's very specific. It's not for all businesses. But for what I do is more on the business development side. And so there is certain ways of approaching. I do work with a lot of cosmetic brands because that's what I've done for 27 years. So I really understand the ins and outs of how to run that business, but it's not limited to, because some of the businesses do have the same type of alignment where the strategies can work. But I've been developing businesses for so long, and I absolutely love it. It's in my blood. I love to help people, you know, build. And so basically it's just sharing my techniques of, you know, how to work events or leads, how to work LinkedIn. A lot of people especially do selling on LinkedIn. And that's not the way to work. The way to work is to really build relationships organically and not be like very pitchy about it. And so really teaching people how to become more like heart-centered and to build their business from their heart and not from greed, because I think that's like a lot of way of how people do business, because that's what they've been shown. And that's how, you know, they think they have to go after business, but it's really about building relationships and having a strategy and being genuine. I think that's what people really, really want, is, you know, having that organic relationship. And that's what I teach. That's what I show. And then on the sound side of it, because I understand how it is to build a business, again, I work with like, you know, luxury spas and hotels and conscious beauty brands. What I would like to do is empower them, or what I have been doing is really empowering them and teaching them the strategies, teaching them how to play the sound tools, teaching them the breath work and the meditations, because there's only one of me. And the point is for me not to do all the work. The point is to really empower everyone out there. So for instance, if we have, you know, a hotel change, a luxury hotel brand, and I can go and teach every one of these spas. And, you know, some spots have 80 practitioners and therapists in there. So if I can teach them how to lead their own sound experiences and teach them how they can profit, there's like a spreadsheet that I've made that shows them 7 different ways that they can profit from curating their own sound experiences. Also, I've created a strategy of how to do these really beautiful retail profitability experiences where the sound bath with retail merges together. And they're really fun events because there's activations with the guests and it's interactive and it's fun and they're getting this full experience. So like to give you an example of what that looks like, is if you get, you know, certain products with skincare and like a gua sha, and for those of you who don't know what a gua sha is, it is usually made of a crystal and it helps to sculpt your skin and face and basically gives you like an overnight facelift. It's amazing. And I love it because it's a crystal. So what we do is we take out these products, we touch, we feel, we smell, I chime the bowls, and then what we do is like with the gua sha, for example, we can put it in our hearts. And we can activate the crystal, then we can send intention into the crystal, and then we teach people how to use it at home and empower them how to use it at home. And then they lay down and we infuse all of their skincare and their crystal and everything that they got with the power of sound, and they have this incredible experience. And most recently, I just started adding a tea ceremony in the beginning. So there's a very ceremonial aspect and mindfulness to the tea as well, which is a whole different element. And then the last thing that I like to do with more of the hotel and spa side is to teach the practitioners how to add sound into the therapy room. So whether you're getting a massage or a facial, adding sound tools is really important for 3 reasons. It's not just for the guests. The guests, it's amazing because it can relax them. It can change them on a cellular level. And it makes the difference of just receiving a massage versus having a life-changing experience. Because if you're working on a cellular level, they're going to walk away feeling different, not just for an hour, but for a while because you're adding that vibration. But what I really like and why sound is important to bring into a room is because, one, you're changing the frequency of the room because therapists are constantly working on people over and over, and there's multiple energies that are coming in, and the therapist will take on the emotions of those people, and it actually fills up the room with energy. So if you're using tuning forks, if you're using a singing bowl, it clears the entire room, and the practitioner who is holding the bowl and using it is now clearing themselves, and they can be a nice, clear vessel. Every single time that they have someone come in, they can literally reset in between every client. So it can really benefit everybody, and we're starting to see tuning forks and metal singing bowls. Doctors are using them, nurses, we're seeing therapists, psychologists. We're starting to see it in different avenues of different industries because it really can help clear and set the tone.
Wow, that's so amazing. I love the idea of going to the dentist and having them do like a singing bowl before you start your procedure. Or even after, like, you know, the people leave and there's so much trauma in the room and you just clear it. That's a whole new world right there. And I do believe that.
It's a whole new world. I'm actually talking to plastic surgeons too, because like pre or post surgery, I mean, even when you get Botox, I mean, it's like the sky's the limit. Sound, you know, Edgar Cayce said, sound is the medicine of the future.
It is, yes. So what is the best way to get a hold of you if someone's interested in either hiring you for business development for their company or hiring you for sound healing work or any of the things you do?
Yeah, so I have my Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, it's Shambhala_wellness. Shambhala, there's multiple ways of spelling it. I just spell it with an A-L-L-A at the end. There's no H or anything complicated, so it's very easy. And then there is my website, shambhala-wellness.com. And
awesome.
There's a contact page on there, or you can send me a direct message on Instagram.
Okay, beautiful. So we know how to reach you. And we're right about to start taking calls for readings, and we're going to be doing that shortly. So listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. We also take your calls for angel messages live on the air. If you're not able to join us live, you can catch the archived podcast on Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Player FM, CastBox, Radio Public, Podcaster, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, MyTuner Radio, iHeartRadio, and a lot of these other ones. Okay, you can also listen on Amazon, Alexa, Apple TV, Roku TV. We're everywhere now, all the smart TV devices. And you can also find us on YouTube Live. Please go to YouTube, search International Angels Network, and make sure you click the bell icon to get free notifications. So it is time for calls. Give us a ring, 563-999-3542. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad to get into the queue to speak with me. And Valerie's going to chime in, too, with some of her intuition. So I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I am Shishi O'Donnell. I love empowering people through my one-on-one Divine Life Coaching Program. If you're going through a transition in life, whether with work or relationships or any other area, please contact me for a complimentary 30-minute coaching discovery call where I can offer solutions and support to help you live a life that's in alignment with your soul. You can text 323-251-1955, 323-251-1955 to request a discovery call. And I also love helping people to connect with their angels and guides and get peace of mind through my angel readings. For information on my readings, events, and coaching packages, you can visit my website, liveadivinelife.com, or you can follow or friend me on social media. I am Shishi O'Donnell, which is S-H-E-S-H-E, O'Donnell on Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram. It's Angel Shishi. And if you appreciate my work here and would like to support through a love donation, you can do so at internationalangelsnetwork.com/Shishi. So let's see who is in the queue for a reading. We have Maria from New York. Are you there, Maria? Hello? Okay, how about Tim from New York?
Hey, yes.
Hello?
Thanks for taking my call. Yes, hey.
Oh, is this Maria?
Thanks for taking my call.
Nope, is this Maria? Tim. Oh, Tim, sorry. Hi, Tim. How are you doing? Happy 2023. I realized I said 2022 earlier. I forgot. Yeah, it's 2023 already. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Oh, nothing much. I just was looking for, I guess, an angel reading, if possible.
Yeah.
Just looking forward
to
some
big
meetings in 2023. Yeah, you know.
Do you
I'm,
have any questions
sure
or area of?
Sure. It's
go
just,
ahead.
An area of, I am trying to figure out what I want to do next, you know, job-wise. So I'm just putting some good energy out there and trying to think of something spirit to just kind of aid me along in that way.
So you're wanting some information on career. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just tune in. What does Tim most need to know that will most help him live the highest version of his life? Well, the card I got is Healer of the Ages. So are you interested in the healing arts?
I am interested. I'm about to start some Reiki possibly.
Okay. The other card I pulled is Journey. So it feels like you are being taken away off of the traditional career path cycle, which is what we've been through, Valerie and I and so many others who are listening, where you are, you know, I know we have to pay the bills and you probably are wondering how is that going to pay the bills, but what if you are willing to say, yes, God, use me. I want to be a clear channel to make the world a better place. I feel like there are some healing classes that you can take. If you're being guided to Reiki right now, I would start there and be open to, have you ever done assistant work?
No, I have not.
Does that interest you at all to be like a personal assistant or some kind of a helper of someone who's really successful in the healing arts while you're kind of gaining skills?
If an opportunity presented, sure.
So I can see you in sort of a mentorship kind of position where someone else is mentoring you while you're getting paid to help them like promote, because they're already a lot further along. But I do believe part of your mission is the healing arts, to be a healer, whether it's Reiki, or you may even do some intuitive readings at some point once you take some classes to develop your abilities. I feel you are, very intuitive naturally. And also you are a good channel for energy healing. Have you ever thought about doing crystal bowl healing? I think New York can use some sound healing. Who knows? Maybe you can research that and be open to that. And as far as journey, do you have any trips planned? The card is journey.
Not planned yet, but in my mind, I'm looking to go on one. So yeah.
In your mind. I mean, the journey could either be a spiritual journey, which I do feel that you're on. Did you have something happen dramatic with work where you're being guided to change course, or are you in a transition right now, or are you working?
No, I'm working right now, and nothing sudden has happened, but I'm just looking
to transition. Feeling,
something that's,
yes, you're feeling the desire. Okay, so I feel it's all going to happen through synchronicities. Tim, your only job is to be at the vibrational frequency where you're able to attract the synchronistic meetings with people who are going to say, take this class or do this, and so-and-so is looking for some help. And you're, like, loving this job, and you're traveling with them, and you're learning so much, and you're meeting cool people. That's what I'm seeing for you. It is a journey that is going to have adventures. And, of course, you'll make money at some point. Anyways, do you have any feedback or anything coming to you, Valerie?
Yeah, it's a very interesting journey to, go from what your day job is into the healing arts. And I strongly advise not to do it the way I did it. but having a slower transition is actually, part of the journey. I think that as you are taking these courses, to really be able to enjoy them, it might not be your passion to be at work, but it really is going to help you fund where you want to go, and just really enjoy that journey along the way. It sounds like you have a lot of adventures coming up, as Shishi was saying, but if you are to take like a crystal bowl class, healing class, Reiki class, and to just really invest the time in that and really build your clientele. Because if you kind of go into it a little too fast without building, that can be a little intimidating. So if you can gradually, start working a little bit more into building, this healing practice, you can start slowly weaning away from the day job. And, having a day job really does have its course. It teaches us so much. It can fund us getting into this new path. But doing it at a really good balance, I think, is the best way to get into something when you're kind of not sure, to really build it on the side. From
and
a business perspective.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Valerie. I just wanted to give you one last card, Tim. It's the seventh chakra. So it is just confirming you are very intuitive. The more you can meditate and quiet down, you really will be guided moment by moment of the exact steps to take. So don't worry and try and figure out the future. Just be trusting and following your intuition and having the courage to try new things. That's what they're saying. So thank you so much for calling, Tim.
Thank you.
Great to connect with your heart. Many blessings on your path. Thank you. So we have Katie from New York. Katie, are you there?
Hi, yes, thank you so much for taking my call. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Hi, Katie. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm feeling the need for change. So I was wondering if you see a move coming up. I was thinking either California or Italy, if I could make a new start there, if I could have meaningful work there, just anything you'd pick up, I'd greatly appreciate.
I also love both those places, California and Italy. Those are my two favorite places on earth.
Oh, well.
So I would say you're in New York, you're
right?
Feeling a desire to go there. You absolutely should go. I do think California feels really good. Did you just recently end a relationship?
A love relationship?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Well, it's like, it's an intimate relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be love. It could be a friendship, but
just
I got
anyone.
A card that you didn't, it's carrying connections reversed, meaning if you're separating from someone or something.
I think I'm thinking about it. Yes. Someone who I thought, you know, was a really good friend kind of showed me a card that he, I feel a little bit used. Yeah, I kind of, maybe that's what you're picking up. His name starts with the letter M.
Your intuition is correct that it's that it's time to separate from that. It was your close connection, and it's time to let that go is what it feels.
Wow,
yeah. So it's confirming. Sometimes we think, oh, unconditional love is we keep forgiving and letting stuff go. No. This time, 2023, the ascension codes are coming to tell us don't settle, don't compromise, don't put up with things that are not in alignment. That's a lack of faith. There are infinite possibilities. I love this idea of travel for you and trusting and following the synchronicities. I love the idea of you coming to California. I mean, that's the whole thing. You just have, if you're drawn to it, that's your soul, your higher self saying do it. The second card I pulled is door to value, upright, which is money flying through the door. And it's telling you as you value yourself and have higher self-worth, other people value you more and give you more money, like whether that's work or just in general. Have you been working on self-love and self-worth?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's been a huge thing for me in my life. So, yeah, I constantly am reminding myself and, yeah, looking in the mirror and sending love when I can. Yeah, that's a huge thing for me. Definitely.
Yeah. So I feel that all that work that you've been doing is going to result in some real life support coming back from the universe. And I definitely feel that for you to take a risk somewhat and go to Los Angeles or wherever you feel drawn in California and just be open to the synchronicities, I think you could have an amazing adventure and have work that sustains you and have a whole fresh start. So you are feeling the winds of change, this energy of wanting a fresh start. I 100% feel that for you.
And, yes, it's definitely L.A. that I have in mind. Yes.
Yes, come here. It's so wonderful. I've been here for 23 years, and 22 years. I love it so much. I feel so ecstatic here. My home is Chicago, and I went home for Christmas, but after I get off the plane, I kiss the ground every time I come back to L.A. It's so beautiful and wonderful here. I think L.A. would welcome you with open arms. And then the last card I got for you is the thinking woman. So The mind is important because it strategizes, helps us drive a car and, you know, use a computer and things. But we want to bring it, have a good balance between the head and the heart, but primarily living from the heart. And I think your fears of making a change is your mind holding you back, right? Like overthinking or overanalyzing. And so, the producer, there is a lot of feedback, like, just so you know, I'm hearing myself repeat. So Claudia, the producer, is muting you right now, Katie, but I wanted to give Valerie an opportunity to share anything that's coming up for her that she might want to contribute to you, Katie. What do you think, Valerie? Do you have any advice or intuition?
Hi, Katie. Yeah. So I live in Los Angeles as well, and Italy is one of my favorite countries in the world. So as Cici said, like, you're picking some really great, fabulous places. And it is the city of angels here. There's just like a lot of opportunity in Los Angeles, you know, if you in so many different directions, depending on what it is that's in your heart. Italy is going to give you a different adventure. But I do feel and see new beginnings for you, but make sure you're doing the new beginnings for you. And I think that you're going to see a lot of synchronicities when you're following your heart and you follow your path.
Absolutely. And that's the whole game is, do you trust enough? I mean, so many people feel that they are trapped in a situation in their lives, whether it's a job they hate or a relationship they hate or a place they hate living. And they fully believe that there are no other choices. And Valerie and I are here to remind you there are infinite possibilities, and you need to, you know, sometimes the people who travel, you know, they buy their ticket and they go places, whereas other people are like, well, someday I'll go there, someday, someday. But really, just take that divinely guided action and trust the synchronicities. If you're following your heart and your intuition, you will be guided and supported. And this whole game of life that we're in is a choose-your-own-adventure life. Some people just stay in their house and just keep things the status quo the way it is. And then you have people who are going through a spiritual awakening saying, maybe there's more to life than doing this job I hate in a relationship I hate. I'm not saying everyone should get a divorce. I'm just saying that there are more choices than you realize. So thank you so much for calling, Katie. We're sending you lots of love and much support. Definitely look, feel free to contact me or Valerie when you come to LA. We'll be happy to show you around and support you in any way we can, for sure. All right, we have Maria from New York. Apparently she's back. Are you there, Maria?
Yes.
Hi, Maria. How can we help
you? How are you?
Good. Happy 2023.
Thank you. You too. I wanted to ask a please. You see me, I'm going to Italy this year to buy my old house. I'm going to go together with my daughter. You see me?
Okay, so your question is, do I see you buying your old house? Did you say in Italy? It's a little hard to hear you.
Yes. No, you're right.
Okay, so you want to buy your old house in Italy. Is that correct?
Right.
So the card I pulled is the World. This is telling you a yes. I say you can do it because this means expansion. You have a choice. The world is your oyster. I would say yes. So what is stopping you from doing it? Have you contacted the people to try and buy it back?
I contacted a little bit. I waited. They got to give my settlement for my husband who was sick. So I waited for settlement to buy the house. I waited for the money. You think I'm going to get it soon?
Okay, so you're waiting because they're sick. Is that what you're saying?
I waited for the money. They got to give me money. My husband
was for the money. Okay.
Right. I got
to
get it.
And the question is, are you going to get the money soon? Is that the question?
Right. I can buy the house over there this year.
Yeah. Let's see. I got the card, the Magician. So I feel you are magical, Maria, and you can get the money if you make that. You're literally, you have very high faith that this money is coming, and you basically almost demand it from the universe. Like, I am a child of God. Abundance is my birthright. I need this money for my home. This is my dream, and
right.
You will get it. I do feel a yes that you will get it.
So I'm going to go to Sheehan.
You're going to go this year or to see it? You're going to see it?
No, I say I'm going to go in Italy this year.
You're going to go to Italy this year? Yeah, I would go late spring, right before summer.
Beautiful.
Okay, love. Thank you for your call. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye. Charlene from Canada. Are you there, Charlene?
I am. Thank you. Hello.
Hi. Welcome. How can we help you?
I think probably
nice laugh.
What's concerning. Sorry?
I said nice laugh.
Yeah, there's so many things I want to ask on, but I need to respect
okay.
time, obviously. You know, my son probably has my biggest concern, so my son just... I'm looking after my dad right now, so I'm away from home. So my son
mm-hmm.
has. I'm just concerned about how he's doing. He's a pretty vulnerable guy, and he has a brain injury. Although you know he functions quite well, but there's I just deeply concerned on how he's doing, and if there's anything I can do to help support him, or do you, like how you see him doing in general.
All right. The first card I pulled is tied up. So that's you. You feel kind of trapped. You have to be there for your dad. You really want to be there for your son. You can't be two places at once. And then the other card I pulled is hostilities reversed. So I don't know if there was a situation where there was hostilities, or I don't know if it's related to your son, and but it is getting better. Whatever that sticky feeling of attack, like other people attacking, or maybe it's self-attack, is lessening. You use the word he's very vulnerable. I feel this trip, I mean, this time apart where he is on his own is actually a divine contract, because I did get the card contract. This is a part of a soul contract that is going to help him step up to his own warrior ability. Actually, the card looks kind of like Conan the Barbarian with the sword, but it's reversed. So this is partially, now that I'm looking at it, I'm feeling into it, that it's more about him stepping into his strength and his own warrior ability, which is lacking, right? But he needs to have a testing time to put the where the rubber meets the road, like to pull himself up and through a challenging situation to gain confidence of his ability to do whatever he needs to do. So I think it is a positive.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, it does. It's somewhat difficult to observe, but as you said, I mean, I'm tied. I'm literally
tied. Your hands are tied.
Yeah. You can't be in both places. Sorry?
Right. So what I would suggest, and what the angels are suggesting, is because worry is a prayer of fear, that when you think of your son, that would change how you're perceiving him as vulnerable and challenged to see him being the man he's capable of becoming, learning those skills that, it, you know, see him in his highest self light.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And what other areas, you have time to ask one other question if you want.
I'm wanting to put together, this may be a bigger topic than you're ready for, but very much wanting
to put it
together. We
have like two minutes, so.
Okay. I put together a website that's like a wellness mall.
Yes, yes.
Blog, right? So, I work as a healer. I work as a teacher. I activate. I help.
Yes.
So,
this is definitely coming up. The card I got is first chakra. It will be a hub of safety, of options for people to feel safe and healed. This has to do with people feeling safe in their physical body and in the world. And it is a heck yes on this. What do you think, Valerie? Any feedback for Charlene?
I wanted to just go back onto your son really quick. Before you even drew the card, Shishi, I felt the exact same thing, that this is really divine time for him to empower himself, to step into this newness. And there is no higher love than a mother's love. So by seeing him in this warrior, like the card, I think that's going to really energetically help to support him on this new journey that he is, you know, about to go on. And I think there's a reason why you can't be at two places at once. This is going to be a really big growth period for him in the best way.
Okay.
I agree. And how exciting, this healer's website. I love it. I got the card yin yang and it's reversed. So this is saying action is required at this time. You know, the divine feminine is like just magnetizing and you're not doing the work, but it's time to create the website, to make the calls, to get other people to bring traffic to your site, to have it. I can see it being a thing, though. I can see it being very successful.
Right?
I do feel it's a part of your purpose to make that happen, Charlene.
Thank you. Things to do, and I feel like this is kind of specifically why I'm here, and what better time, the world, they need help, and somehow the money will flow through one way or another. I'm not sure how to address all of that,
well,
but
that's
I'm
right.
sure.
None of us are sure how. We're not focused on the how. We're just showing up every day saying, what's my divine assignment today, and we're doing it. So thank you for calling, Charlene. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I want to thank Valerie Plotnikova of Shambhala Wellness for being with us today. Just one quick little note. Her website, once again, is Shambhala, with Shambhala-wellness.com. Thank you so much for being here, Valerie.
Oh, thank you so much, Shishi. It was just such an honor and a pleasure. It was fun. Thank you for having me.
Keep up. You're welcome, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Blessings.